Maria Sima in the incredible book Get Us Out of Here corrects a grave mistake that I think many people make when offering masses for the souls in purgatory. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. By the way, I'm doing my walking and talking style. I'm here in Sam Houston State National Park. It is an incredible forest. I'll show you some scenes later on at the end of the video. So first of all, people will ask about how do I offer masses for the souls in purgatory. So typically, you can go to your local parish and you can offer masses, usually for a donation of $5 to $10. They will inscribe the person's name and have it said. And we know that masses are the most powerful prayer that we can have said for the souls in purgatory. You can also go online and search a variety of different places. I usually go to the Marians or the Shrine of Divine Mercy and or others. And when you go here, they will ask for a donation ranging anywhere from $5 to $10 to $15. You can have a mass. You can have a novena of masses. You could have 30 masses said for the deceased loved ones. So the question is asked there in Get Us Out of Here, where it asks basically, what is more effective, having masses said for the souls in purgatory or having masses said for the living? Now, to give you a little bit of context, Maria Sima was a 20th century Austrian purgatory mystic. She was the one that really, in reading her book, led me to have an incredible devotion to the souls in purgatory. So she kind of mothered this in me. And she had the souls in purgatory appear to her for many years. She consecrated herself to Our Lady. And because of this consecration, it says in her book, she believes that the souls in purgatory came to her much, much more. So she had the souls in purgatory appear to her for many, many years, many decades. She died sometimes in the early 2000s. She was under the direction of her priests, you know, so she was obedient to the church. And her books are incredible. You could read them for yourself. So thinking about this, she loved the souls in purgatory. When I was reading that section, what is your answer, for instance? Mine was that, well, I think that it's more effective to have a mass said for the souls in purgatory, that that's really what we should be doing. But it turned out she said, no, that it is much more effective to have a mass said for the living. And she explains why. And we're going to talk about the why. And this is something that corrected a mistake that I was making. She said, because those that are living can still receive grace. And then I remembered something that I had learned before, that when we die, we are confirmed in whatever grace we're going to receive. In other words, it stops. Time stops. You cannot receive more grace. So when we have masses said for the souls in purgatory, it's not that they're receiving graces. It's that they're being purified of the stains of their sin and whatever debt they have before God. So they're being cleaned. They're not being improved, if you want to put it using that type of language. Whereas for us, we can still grow in grace. We can receive more of God's grace, something that neither the souls in purgatory can receive, nor the saints, as far as I understand, nor the angels. So in other words, we can still change. Everyone who has died cannot change anymore. Therefore, although the masses greatly help the souls in purgatory, they don't improve them or make them better, if you want to use this type of language. So along with having masses said for your deceased loved ones, you need to have masses said for you and your living family and living friends or anyone like that. Anyone that you want them to receive more grace, you need to have masses said for them immediately. Now, since people maybe have limited resources, what do we do? How can we figure this out? Look, it's sort of up to you, but let's say that at least 30% of whatever masses you have offered in a year should be for you and your living loved ones, maybe even more. Maybe it should be 50-50, but I would say at least 30%. It is not selfish to have masses said for you, because when that happens, you become holier. When you're holier, the world around you is better off for it. So at least 30%, maybe 50-50, maybe even more, I could be wrong. And then the other percentage offered for the deceased loved ones, because we know that that's one of the highest forms of charity that we can make. Now, what type of graces might we receive in having masses said for the living? All types of things: healings, conversions, to obtain particular graces, to help you in discerning, to have your family liberated from evils. So all types of reasons for your living family. Now, this is something that very, very few people talk about. Now, just to tell you a little bit about this forest. So this is about an hour north of the Houston area. I don't know much about its history, but we walked it for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Absolutely beautiful. It's mostly piney forest. You can hear birds chirping everywhere. It's really beautiful. And if you live in the Houston area and you come out here to the forest, it feels like you're on a completely different planet. Now I'm going to show you a little bit of some of the things that we saw today. Please enjoy. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.